In this week's episode, we fill you in on all the hot pop culture gossip. We review the Bad Blood music video, we talk about Kylie's conspiracy theory, we audition to be the next top model, we talk shit about the Duggars, and we call Aaron Carter. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Okay, so before we get into all the juice, we want to give some love to our friends over at NatureBox. They are making this episode completely free, so if you want to give them some love, head on over to naturebox.com/besties, and you can get a free sample of a whole bunch of healthy snacks, all guilt-free, sent right to your front door. Again, that's naturebox.com/besties. Thanks, NatureBox! Hi, Corey!
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm so happy to see you. I feel like it's been forever.
Do you feel like sometimes that when people listen to these, it's not morning? And then they're like, why are they saying what's up, good morning, when it's not even morning?
If anybody is listening to a podcast and thinking that it should be...
good afternoon.
You know what? Yeah, whatever. Fuck it. Good night.
Good day.
Good day, sir. Hello.
Hello.
Shalom.
Happy whatever day of the week, whatever time it is you are listening to this.
Maybe you're even listening to this... In the future.
No.
Or maybe you went into the past and brought an iPad and somebody's like listening to this and it's the 40s, 1940s. They're like, oh, the Great Depression.
Well, they're going to get an... Was the Depression in the 40s?
You know what? I was reading... No, it was in the 30s. Wasn't it? Like 1929. It was like the stock market trash crashed.
The stock market
trash. I was reading a thing about how they call it the Great Depression, but... I don't feel like getting into it. It was a big racial thing. And it was only, people only complained. It's only in the books, the textbooks, because white people were sad in the 1930s. So that's why they called it the Great Depression.
And everyone else was happy.
But everyone else was already going through it. And they're like, oh, so now it's the Great Depression because you're going through it now?
No, because everyone was going through it.
Everyone was already going through it.
That is a depression.
But it was, listen, if you're in the Great Depression... and somebody's traveled back in time with an episode of Psychobabble. Here's what's up in pop culture in 2015, early June.
Ooh. This is what's happening.
This is what's snapping. Sponsored by Snapple.
No, it's not.
Listen, I'm putting it out into the universe. Hey, in who's... oh, my phone just dinged. iJustine just direct messaged me. Oh, everyone.
Good story.
Tweet iJustine and say, you're in an episode of Psychobabble.
And say, stop interrupting.
Snapple. I Snapple.
Are you thinking of Snapple because you watched Wild?
Yes. I just saw the movie Wild. Have you seen it?
I saw it literally a week before you.
We both watched it on our flights home from London.
London.
It's this new hit film starring Reese Witherspoon, who is my celebrity birthday doppelganger.
Really?
We both born on March 22nd, along with William Shatner.
Oh my God.
William has acknowledged it. Reese continues to ignore
me.
Every birthday, I tweet her happy birthday, celebrity birthday twin, and she ignores me.
Wow.
So that's what's been happening in pop culture.
Yes, Corey, Wild by Reese Witherspoon.
What else has been happening in pop culture, Corey?
Do you want to just dive right into the Bad Blood music video?
Let's do a nosedive and hit the bottom of the pool and get a bloody nose, bad blood.
Talk about bad bloody nose in
what
the
happened?
Pool.
What happened?
You didn't watch it?
I watched it. If you want to see... oh, no. Well, I Snapchatted my official review.
So did you?
It's already gone.
I guess I ignored that one.
My official review is... okay.
I stopped watching your Snapchat after all the bath bombs.
Oh my God, drag me.
Why do you waste so many bath bombs?
Well, the reason why I didn't want to...
do you even dip a toe in that tub?
Yeah.
Do you ever bang your nose at the bottom and have bad blood?
No.
What if there was a bath bomb called Bad Blood and you put the bomb in the tub?
You're stressing me out.
And then it looked like blood in the tub.
Oh my God, guess who just texted me?
Oh, I'm so over.
You're going to love it. You're going to want to respond to this live. Scott Hoying from Pentatonix just texted me pictures of him and Mitch in drag. Do you want to see and respond
yes,
live?
Yes, I do.
So now who cares?
I do care. Let me see, big boy. Turn that computer around.
Bam.
Oh, my God. No.
And then Mitch. You ready for Mitch?
She looks like a lion. Mitch looks like a real housewife of somewhere.
Anyway, so that's... Okay, I guess those two things are happening in pop culture. Speaking of empowered women...
I'm not done
like
talking
Scott
about the Bad
Mitch,
Blood
let's
video.
Let's talk about the Bad Blood video. So, did you like it?
Okay, anything
did
with
you
an...
Did you even care?
Anything with an Ellen Pompeo cameo, I'm gonna love.
It was just... Too many cameos and not enough time to really develop the characters.
I mean, they all literally had a second. I was very surprised when I turned on the video and it was just like the length of the song. It said like 4 minutes. I was expecting a Gaga 15-minute video.
Right.
But I appreciate that Taylor didn't make me suffer through that.
How dare you?
Unless it was going to be 10 minutes of Ellen Pompeo, like petting a
cat. Are you going to include this in your yearly Power Hour?
Bad Blood?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm going to make sure to include the part with Ellen Pompeo.
Got it.
What if it was just like 10 minutes of her petting the cat that's named after her?
I remember there was a cat.
Taylor Swift has a cat.
I know, but is it in the video?
I don't think either of them were.
Well, regardless, did you like the video? Was it worth the hype?
I like the video and I like the song better than the original song.
Yeah, I like it with who is in
Kendrick
it?
Lamar. Kendrick Lamar. I was like, this is way better than the original.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was good. I don't think it was worth the like... 2 weeks of hype of her posting all the posters for it.
But I think that was great marketing because she got the Vivo record. She passed Nicki Minaj's Anaconda.
Right.
It had over like 20 million views or whatever.
Same with my latest video.
Oh. Your video of you on Ellen.
Oh my God. Yeah, that just happened.
Why are you screaming?
I'm not really screaming, but I think it is. Can you? Is it like loud?
No,
for you?
I think I just haven't heard.
Is
your,
it loud I've, for you?
I haven't heard your voice in a week.
Wow.
So now it's just all coming at me.
Well.
You know that song? Cleopatra.
Coming at ya. We don't have the rights. Speaking of Cleopatras.
Yeah.
We have a modern day Cleopatra who's convinced that skies are filled with chemicals.
Okay.
Okay. The modern day Cleopatra, you may know her as Kylie Jenner. She was going off on a tangent on Twitter about chemtrails. Now, Corey, explain in 5 words what a chemtrail is.
Okay. At first, when I read
five
it,
words,
I
five
thought
words.
Chemtrails were like drug lines on your arm. Okay. But that's
no.
not right. Chemtrails.
I asked for 5 words. 10 words. Go.
Chemtrails are that shit in the sky behind planes. Girl.
I think you're going to end it with, okay.
Girl and okay are pretty close.
So Kylie Jenner was going off about how she thinks that planes are flying through the sky. And you know when a plane flies and it's got that white line behind it?
Yeah. And it's called nature.
But people think that there's a conspiracy theory, very Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
It would make sense because you know the she-devil herself, the Antichrist, is in the family.
So she's behind the chemtrails.
Yeah. Kylie Jenner's picking up on it. She thinks that these planes are, that those white lines are mists of chemicals that are sent down to Earth to brainwash entire communities.
And so does she think she's brainwashed?
She's trying to be enlightened. She woke.
Oh my God. I can't. She's just trying to wake people up.
Yeah, she's trying to wake people up. In the same way, I'm trying to find a transition.
I was like,
we're all awake now that American Idol has canceled Thoughts.
Oh my God.
An end of an era.
An end of a scara.
I was going to say that. Speaking of scara, Lash Blast, Beauty Blast.
I bet I could still nail
try to
that
do it.
Today.
Try to do it.
Lash Blast, Cover Girl, Splash Blast.
Let me find it. I'm finding the commercial script.
No. Does it exist?
Oh, my God. Yes. Life's a blast. Are you ready for it? Well, get an eyeful. Wait. First of all, tell people what this is.
It's from America's Next Top Model.
The America's Next Top Model finalists had to, like, memorize this, and it's like a tongue twister. For,
every...
Like,
every season they would have to
it's
do
like
a commercial.
It's like Lash, Blash, Blash, Lash, Blash.
Yeah, I think Buck once did it and nailed it.
Life's a blast. Are you ready for it? Well, get an eyeful of this. New CoverGirl Blast Collection Shadows. A blast of big, beautiful look-at-me color to highlight your big, bold Lash, Blast, lashes. It's a look-at-me look. A look-at-me look.
It's a look-at-me look.
A non-stop style. Boring is past, and now life's a blast. New Eye Enhancers Blast Collection Shadows from Easy Breezy Beautiful Cover Girl.
I think you nailed it.
Lash Blast.
I don't think...
I got a lot of spit in my mouth right
you
now.
You would
that.
Have not had one smooth
life's
take.
Life's a blast.
Yeah, is it?
Oh my God, imagine Elfie doing that. Life's a blast.
I don't want
Lash
to.
Lash Blast Cover Girl.
I'm done talking about your CoverGirl commercial.
Oh my God.
Ugh, all this pop culture gossip is making me hungry. And you know what would be the solution? Some Nature Box. It's guilt-free, tasty snacks sent right to your front door, and they are making this episode completely free. They are our friends. They love Psychobabble as much as you guys do. They're Psycho Babies. I mean, honestly, Nature Box obsessed with Psychobabble, and they are giving all of you guys a hookup, if you will. It's a deal. If you go to naturebox.com/besties, you can get a whole bunch of free snacks sent to your front door. You get a free sample if you sign up with that link, and you can get a whole bunch of stuff that's like guilt-free, gluten-free. It's like healthy. You don't have to feel guilty about it. Some things that I would recommend. They got over 100 flavors to choose from. But things that I would recommend are the mini Belgian waffles, the strawberry lemonade fruit stars, the sweet and salty nut medley. Honestly, the possibilities, they're endless. So go snack. You're going to love it. You're going to love the way you look. go to naturebox.com/besties. And yeah, go use it because they're giving you guys the hookup. And they're making this episode free. Are you hungry? Go get it.
We were talking about American Idol being canceled.
Yeah. Not America's Next Top Model. Is that canceled?
No. Oh, she's still like having guys and girls on there and like letting them sleep together and calling it a modeling show. Mm-mm. That's what happens. Drag Although ball. a guy did win.
Okay, whatever. So American Idol's canceled.
What if the last season they did was all-stars? Like all-stars?
All second place people.
Oh.
I love it.
All second places?
That would be great. Or at least all people from top three.
I would like that.
I would be into that.
That's what they should do.
They're not going to. They're going to hype it up and just be like,
let's call the producers. Let's get them on the phone.
Honestly, the fact that they never had an all-star season is kind of a disappointment.
Well, it's a different genre of reality TV.
It's all trash. Lash trash.
You know how many episodes they would lose if they didn't have like 6 weeks of auditions to run?
Okay, then make the fucking finalists audition. Make them come back to Hollywood.
Anyone who's been in Hollywood Week gets a shot at coming back.
Oh, my God. Well, that's usually how it goes.
Oh, true. Speaking of singing shows, did you see Christina's impressions of the, like, voice?
Yeah.
I
thought it was really cute.
I thought it was awful.
I thought it was actually likable. Because you know how some stars are just inherently not likable? Christina is one of them.
None of it was good.
I think she's super talented, but she's just – there's something about her that rubs people the wrong way. I appreciate it because I feel like I'm in on her joke even though she's not in on her joke.
They said – like I know that they gathered this idea of having her do this from her – who was she on? Like Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon, one of those.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She did the like singing impressions.
Yeah.
That was great.
It was great.
But like her acting, her Britney wasn't – they kept pumping it about – or like – talking about it, about the Britney impression, so I thought it was going to be good again, and then it was literally just dumb.
Yeah, that was kind of rude. You know who did tweet it out? Gaga.
Did she?
Gaga tweeted out, and she was like, I love it!
Well, the only ones that were good were the Gaga and the Sia impression, because she didn't even...
have to act. She was just kind of in, like, costume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was just, like, sitting up against the chair, screaming, yelling, I don't know. Where's my meat dress?
I thought it was fine.
I didn't like it. I also heard that she's going through it and they're trying to like make sure she's not back on The Voice next season.
Really?
Because she was apparently a diva this season.
I don't really watch all these shows anymore.
I don't either.
My mom
calls me once a week to be like, did you see The Voice? And I'm like, no. And then she's like, well, you missed it.
I've said it before. These shows are all meant to prop up existing talent that needs a career.
The Voice, yes. I agree with that. But I don't think Idol does that.
And not to find new talent. Everyone would love for a hit to come from these shows, but the priority is in showcasing the judges.
Definitely on The Voice. I disagree with Idol.
On every show.
So Top Model is just about making sure Tyra stays relevant?
You said it, not me. I'm friends with Tyra. I can't drag her.
Tweeter, Smizer, Crizing.
No, I mean, well, I will say, what's a show that... Project Runway, I think, is a show that tries to find new talent.
They do. And all those people are, like, doing dresses
and
stuff.
They're all working. Singing shows, they're not trying to find...
The Voice is definitely all about advancing Adam Levine's career and Blake Shelton's career.
Sorry about it.
I mean, and not Gwen Stefani now that her album, like, disappeared, just
so
like Rihanna's.
So are you saying, then, that judges on those shows are there for a career revamp, reboot? And if so... Can we talk about somebody who needs that? Needs to go join as a judge?
Well, let me just give you a statistic. Since joining The Voice, every Maroon 5 single that they've released has been a top 10 hit.
Not before?
Before they had like two. Or I think I'm thinking
of
number
about
ones.
Songs about Jane. That album was so good.
It's over 10 years old at this point.
Oh my god!
Did you hear Did you hear their new summer anthem?
I don't like it.
Oh,
I don't like it.
She's made a stance.
What is it called?
This summer's gonna hurt like
awesome.
A motherfucker.
God, stupid. Stupid.
Call Adam.
I will. Actually, let's get him on the line.
I will say I wore my Adam Levine tank top.
Yeah.
I wore that to this like gay party over the weekend. And every gay there was obsessed with it.
Cool.
And I also wore it the same day before this, like, gay party. I went into a restaurant to have lunch. And this old man came over, rubbed my body up and down, pretending like he was doing it for the Adam Levine portion. And then I got a free drink from the owner of the restaurant.
I thought you were going to say, then you got a boner.
No. The guy was this old guy, and it was very awkward.
Oh, so you can't get a boner from somebody your age?
What? Are you calling me old?
Sorry about it.
I'm dad.
Oh my god. AF. Speaking of dads, the Duggars.
No.
Gotta go.
I knew you were gonna try to talk about the Duggars.
Now, as somebody who loves to list the Duggar family.
God.
I will never
ever
list another Duggar.
They don't even deserve all the promo we're giving them.
You know what? I will say. There is
I love that you raised your hand and pointed.
There is one thing about this whole situation that is, I mean, there's a lot of things that are upsetting, but I think a very frustrating part of it is there's so much discussion about the motherfucker who had...
Now you're in a swearing
mood. What's his name?
One of the Duggar boys.
That guy that was like all in the, like, he had like, he molested people.
I have no idea where you're going with this.
Anyway, all these articles about him and all, like, the people, like, defending him and whatever and all this shit. My concern is for the people who are the survivors of the situation, I feel like more focus needs to be given toward how to seek help, how to support people, like, all to, like, fix other people, like, people all over the
world.
They
should be, like, putting links in those articles
this is not just pop culture fodder.
Yeah.
This is an actual thing that people have to deal with, and it's not just a headline about a family that happens to have a TLC show. This is a thing that a lot of people have to go through, and, like, we should be pointing toward resources.
Oh, my gosh. All the people in the Great Depression who are listening to this
Great
from the
Depression
future,
people! I tell you what!
I bet one of them could stop this from happening.
Oh, my God. Who, though?
On a lighter note, did you see the Kimye one-year anniversary?
What's the animal that does that?
Owl.
Oh, thank you. Speaking of owls, Kimye.
They had their one-year anniversary. Oh, this was actually good. Speaking of owls, did you see what he tweeted?
No. Oh, okay, no, but I didn't. But what?
He said, it was their one-year anniversary of their wedding. He said, Kim, I'm so happy to be married to the girl of my dreams. I love you and Nori so much. I would find you
Nori?
In any lifetime.
Tell me who Nori is.
That's what they call North.
Oh.
The Antichrist has a nickname.
Oh, God.
Nori.
Nori.
Isn't that a type of sushi? I think it is.
Speaking of which, can we get sushi today for lunch?
We should get sushi for lunch.
To honor the Kimye-versary.
The Kimiversary.
Kimye-versary.
Kimye-versary.
So cool. Another year together. Do you think they're in love?
Yeah, his tweet. I mean, you wouldn't tweet it if it wasn't true.
Truthicals. Speaking of Kim's best friend, Beyonce. Did you see the Beyonce and Nicki video for Feeling Myself?
No, because I'm not on Tidal.
Same. I'm like, all I saw was gifs of it on Tumblr.
That's annoying.
But I did see. I was really drunk.
How
in
do
London.
They think they're going to break a Vivo record?
Slay men. I saw a picture of them eating burgers while I was really drunk in London, and I had no clue the context. I was like, what just happened? I tried to figure it out. I was too drunk to figure it out because I had no roaming. And so I just saved the picture, and I tweeted, I don't know why I saved this picture, but I know I'm going to need it later.
What if I imagine you drunk with a burger and seeing the gif of them with their burgers and you like
hitting
the screen
cheers
and getting like mustard and ketchup down the screen?
Oh my god, well, I didn't get McDonald's that night. I got nuggets. Did I tell you?
How dare
I mugged the nugs.
How dirty dog
I mugged the nugs without you. I paid in pounds.
Oh.
And I gained them. I gained them right back.
You paid in... I mean, you could have just left it at I paid in pounds. So you didn't see the video.
About what?
Nicki and Beyonce.
I literally thought you were talking about like the surveillance video of me eating the McNuggets in the McDonald's in London.
Oh my god.
No, I didn't see the video.
So, are you going to?
The surveillance video?
I know. So, I guess you didn't see that video, but did you see Tuvlo's tatas?
I literally 5 minutes before we pushed play on this recording, I watched that. No hyuk.
And how are they?
Good.
They're your official review?
My official review of Tuvlo's talking body, mm-hmm. as she was talking body. Mm-hmm. I approve. Good for her. Live her dream. Embrace your body. Free the nipple.
I mean, her songs are a little like...
Risque.
Yeah. But she comes from a country where there's sexual freedom, right?
Sure.
I mean, I feel like... I meant like in the fact that Europeans, I'm sure they can just like walk around topless. And in America, they're like, put a shirt on.
Boy.
And I'm like, well, let the nipple live if it wants to live.
Purple my nurple. Lurple.
Please.
Nurple. Slurple. Have you had a Slurpee recently?
No.
I know you're the type that gets a Coke Slurpee.
Oh, my God. I would love a Coke Slurpee.
You're dumb.
Why?
Because it's all about cherry.
Ew, like cherry boom boom?
Yeah.
Or like cherry Coke?
Cherry boom boom.
Let's talk about Gaga's cherry boom boom.
No, let's talk about Bombastic. Have you heard it?
By Bonnie McKee.
Yeah, she just released a new song. You know Bonnie McKee. Like, let's talk about a little bit about Bonnie McKee because people might not know who she is. Explain her.
Bonnie McKee.
Yeah.
She's a songwriting genius. Mm. She writes for Katy Perry.
Right.
She writes for...
Every song that you can't get out of your head from Katy Perry, Bonnie McKee is the reason
she wrote season. Teenage Dream.
Right.
And she wrote Roar.
And Firework?
Yeah.
All of the hits. From the Teenage Dream album was basically Bonnie McKee's love child.
If you...
So, Bonnie's trying to have a solo career.
Right. She's been since like 2 years ago when she dropped American Girl,
which was a hit.
If you haven't heard American Girl by Bonnie McKee and you want to start living your summer correctly...
I mean, that is a summer anthem.
Go get it. It's on Spotify. I'm sure it's on Tidal. Not like any of you are. So I was actually, I think I follow Bonnie McKee on like Instagram and she's been counting down to this and it was all over her.
Is it good? But there's a
silver lining to this.
What's the silver lining?
So I looked it up this morning.
She has an EP coming out.
Yes. It's one of the tracks on the EP, which comes out at the end of June.
Do you remember she released a Halloween single, but she called it an in-betwingle?
I didn't remember that.
It was between singles, and she was like, it can't be an official single, but it's just like an in-betwingle.
So Bombastic is the second single?
I don't know.
She says it weird, too. It's not how I would say it.
Bombastic?
I would say Bombastic.
I don't know.
But I think that's my Michigan accent. I think she says... Bombastic.
Okay.
Yeah.
A GTG.
Aren't you very glad?
My Uber.
Now, tweet us. How do you say it?
Oh,
Bombastic or Bombastic?
Oh, my God.
Anyways, it's one of the songs on the EP, Ty. So she has new music coming. Are you excited?
Yeah.
Are you hoping for a little more American Girl, a little less in betwingle?
Right now, I'm just looking for who's going to be my next pop queen, okay?
You know who it probably is going to be.
Alex.
Aaron Carter.
Let's talk about Aaron Carter. Aaron Carter has been going through it. You follow him on Twitter. You've seen the...
Do you even know who he is?
Yes.
So my...
Aaron's Party, come get it?
That's how I beat Shaq.
Oh. That's your Aaron Carter song?
Yeah.
Should we call his number right now?
We could.
Okay, so explain what happened.
So Aaron Carter was... I mean, he's going to where? Canada or something?
Yeah.
This was... Literally just a few days ago, he said he's going to Canada and he can't wait to hang out and tweeted his cell phone number because he's going through. He wants people to call him.
Should we call him right now?
I think we
should call him.
I mean, do *67 to block your number.
No. Oh, you think?
Yeah.
What is a star? No, what does that mean?
I think that's blocks your number, so it comes through as blocked.
Does it cost anything? I'm on a budget.
Do you really want Aaron Carter to have your phone number? Think about that for a moment.
He's got 69 in his number. That's sin. Okay, hold
that's
on.
That's porn. Oh, my God. I can't believe we're going to hang out with Aaron Carter.
Oh, my God. Maybe.
You've reached my voicemail. Leave me a message, and I'll call you back.
The mailbox is full.
Dang it.
That's...
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Well, I was ready to leave a message. I knew everything I was going to say. I was going to say, follow us on Psychobabble. Corey, how can people subscribe?
I was going to tell him just one little click.
Yeah, and where do you go? iTunes.com/huh?
Uh-huh.
iTunes.com/huh?
Psychobabble.
That's it. And Corey, where can people find you?
On Twitter.
Mm.
On the Twitter.
Well, how do you spell it?
Oh, my gosh. My name is Corey Cool.
Don't you want Aaron Carter to find you? You have to explain.
We're not leaving him a voicemail.
As if we were.
I'm going to text him later.
Sext him?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to send him a...
He's horny.
Is he?
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
How do you know that? What is he up to?
Let me find his...
horniest tweets?
Yeah.
I will say. Aaron Carter's looking a lot like Nick Carter.
Okay, a tweet from Aaron Carter. I'm extremely sexual all the time. Dot, 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 dot. Hashtag Aaron Carter horny level.
What?
And then he tweeted, if you expect me not to be sexual, you have another thing coming.
I'm looking. He tweeted again.
He also tweeted hashtag, I'm not 12 anymore.
He tweeted the phone number 9 hours ago and said, I'm up. Like, call me.
Ah! He tweeted, tan lines are sexy on girls. A lot of S's.
Z's or S's?
S's.
Well, I think that was his first mistake. I mean, just kidding. His album was his first mistake.
He also tweeted, I could shoot a BB through a frosted Cheerio. And then a telescope emoji.
Did he hashtag?
No, I always want to tweet that telescope emoji, but I never know when's a good moment. I want to be like, stargazing, but you know, I'm not a fucking idiot, so I don't do that.
Did he hashtag ad at the end of it?
No.
Also, why are you coming for stargazers?
Fuck them. What you trying to do? I tried to watch Interstellar, and I put it on at the end of my flight. I had 2 hours to watch a 2.5 hour movie. So I'm trying to fast forward at all the right times because I've seen it already twice. So, but I haven't quite remembered how it goes. So
I wish they could see my face right now.
I fast forwarded at the wrong moment. And then I was like, I don't know what's happening. I missed an important part. So Interstellar was really ruined for me.
Even though that was the third time seeing it.
Back to Aaron Carter. He tweeted, I bet so many people are doing homework right now.
I'm done with Aaron Carter. This is not the Aaron Carter psychobabble.
He also tweeted, I'm trouble and I'm a badass, so don't test me.
Yeah. Did he do badasses one word or two?
One word.
Okay.
He's got no time for a space. What was that?
Listen, I got a little snuffle in my nose.
Corey, this was so fun. Wow, I feel all updated on the news.
I don't think it was. I just talked about Aaron Carter and the Duggars.
But here's the good news. The people in the 40s, 1940s, somebody knows now.
They know.
They know.
They know.
They know to take Aaron Carter's phone away.
And if they're listening to this, chances are they're not depressed anymore.
True. We solved the Great Depression. Oh, my God. You're welcome, America.
It was a riddle. We solved it.
Corey, this has been fun. Where can people find you again?
They can find me online.
Okay, cool.
Go to Google.
Yeah, got it.
Corey, hey, cool.
Cool. Wonderful. I'm Tyler Oakley. Everyone go subscribe to the podcast. Good luck with your lives. Aaron Carter, call us back. Bye.